Blog Talk Radio.
Party book, a bartender, a champagne. Okay, so we went out to dinner last night, prefix 8975. I thought it was for four people. Much to my chagrin, got clobbered. I think we'll roast marshmallows next weekend. Unbelievable. So what's going on? We're losing our country. We got a president that hates us. His wife is, he sent his wife to China for takeout. It's really ridiculous. She's on the Great Wall of China. This guy's building the Great Wall in North America to keep the Americans out and let everybody else back in. We're in trouble. Well, being that we're starting off on a nasty note, you think Putin's getting a little cocky, huh? He has a few boys, you know. He's got those Russian thugs with tanks. Yeah, he's chomping at the bit, man. He wants to go all the way to East Berlin. This is my last territory of demand. Where'd I hear that before? Oh, no, he's doing the right thing. Yeah, so the Crimean people love him, all the Russians in the Crimea. How did the Russians get into the Crimea? Oh, well, they killed the Crimeans. Yeah, Crimea River. They killed the 10 million Ukrainians. They had to make room for the Russians. Hitler had the same idea. He was doing the same thing. They were in competition with each other. They split Poland. That's where they drew the line. The only line that Obama draws is in his coloring book. Yeah, his Dr. Seuss, a coloring book. Yeah, what's her name? That lady that makes moose stew and shoots moose. What's her name? Sarah Palin? Huh? Helps her husband fishing in ice waters with a boat, with a big boat, big fishing boat. Hunts moose. Can see the Russians invading the Crimea from her window. Yeah, she called it, and nobody listened to her. Who listens to women anymore? Especially if you have a woman like this one, who's going to listen to her? Pray to God, not too many people do. Her name is Amanda Marcotte, And here's her story. Babies are time-sucking monsters. Abortion is like removing a cavity. Yeah, the cavity in the cavity. Most abortion advocates are careful. Where am I getting this? This is by a girl named Cassie Affiano. And this is from a pro-life website called Live Action News. They got a picture of a little girl kissing a pregnant mother's belly. So, you think the baby on the inside knows he's being loved from the outside? Most abortion advocates are careful to act as if they're really not fans of abortion. No one likes abortion, and they'll say it's a necessary decision that is painful for most women, and they always think long and hard about it, and it isn't a choice that is made cavalierly. No one wants to have an abortion, they'll say. It's only about a choice. Gee, my wife was sitting in a doctor's office, and the doctor freaked out. And he was talking to the patient saying, you know, this is your third abortion. This is not a form of birth control. And my wife said the doctor got very old very soon. And I think he got out of the practice. It's only about a choice. Choice. What choice? There's an absentee balloteer in that most sacred of holy of holies, and is receiving sustenance from Almighty God, who designed the universe and each one of us. And what choice does he have? Does he get to vote? No, he gets pulled apart. She gets pulled apart. Unfortunately, sometimes they let the mask slip and expose their rabid fanaticism for abortion. The most recent person to do this is a pro-abortion femisogynist extremist, Amanda Marcotte. And she looks like a woman. She's got 5 diamonds in her ears. One ear, and then that's at the bottom of the lobe, and then there's another 2 diamonds at the top, and she's got a tattoo that says, "Death to the kids." No, I'm only kidding. Unfortunately, sometimes they let their mask slip. The most recent person is Amanda Marcotte in a 2-part rant on Raw Story. The first post shows a picture of a happy, smiling, pregnant woman with the caption, "This is what my version of hell looks like." She then goes on to talk about how abortion activists can debate while thinking freely. Caution for language, this is Amanda Marcotte after all. Wasting time typing that shit out amuses you. Knock yourself out. But don't pretend that you're advancing the cause of free thought while doing so. That's because rational free discourse is predicated on the understanding that everyone involved in the debate is arguing in good faith. And I can reassure you, after years of dealing with this issue, that anti-choices are not arguing in good faith. The real money quote comes later, though. Well, let me put a stop to this shit right now. You can give me a gold-plated daycare and an awesome public school right on the street corner and start paying me 15% more at work, and I still do not want a baby. I don't particularly like babies. They are loud and smelly and, above all things, demanding. No matter how much a free daycare you throw at women, babies are still time-sucking monsters with their constant neediness. You think she has a dog? No matter how flexible, speaking of dogs, whatever happened to Ellen DeGeneres' Iggy? Does anybody know what happened to Iggy, what fate Iggy suffered after Ellen got rid of him when nobody was looking? No matter how flexible you make my work schedule, my entire life would be overturned by a baby. I like my life how it is, with my ability to do what I want when I want without having to arrange for a babysitter. I like being able to watch True Detective right now and not wait until baby is in bed. I like sex in any room of the house I please. I don't want a baby. I heard your pro-baby arguments. Glad those work for you, but they are unconvincing to me. Nothing will make me want a baby. Save that kid, man. And don't float adoption as an answer. Adoption, F you. Seriously, I am not turning my body over for 9 months of gaining weight and puking and being tired and suffering and not being able to sleep on my side and going to the hospital for a bout of misery and pain so that some couple I don't know and probably don't even like it can have a baby. I don't owe that couple a free couch to sleep on while they come to my city to check out the local orphans. So I sure as a Shiite don't owe them my body. I'm drinking alcohol and eating soft cheese. I'm not having a giant growth protruding out of my stomach. I hate hospitals and like not having stretch marks. We don't even force men to donate sperm, a largely pleasurable activity with no physical cost. So forcing women to donate babies is reprehensible. That is why if my birth control fails, I am totally having an abortion. Given the choice between giving my life how I please, living my life how I please, and having my body within my control, and the fate of a lentil-sized, brainless embryo that has half a chance of dying on its own anyway. Woo! You could put this lady in charge of a concentration camp, no problem. I choose me. Here's another uncomfortable fact for anti-choices. Just because a woman does not want children doesn't mean she wants them now. Oh, does want children doesn't mean she wants them now. Maybe she's still got some fun having to do, or maybe she has a couple already and already well-educated about the smelly neediness of babies, feels done with having them. Either way, what she wants trumps the non-existent desires of a mindless pre-person that is so small it can be removed in about 2 minutes during an outpatient procedure. Your cavities fight harder to stay in place. Ooh. Ooh. Did you check the fridge to see if any of the eggs are hatching? Oh, man. She acknowledges that most normal people probably recoiled reading that, and she would be right, and here's why. The truth is, most people don't care if you don't want a baby. No one really cares what you do with your life, Amanda. Shocking as that may be, the thing is, just because you don't want a baby doesn't mean that you should have the ability to take a child's life. And while she sneers about how much she hates babies, most people want and love children. You ever been in an old age home and a woman that never had anybody, has no visitors? It's very cold. Usually the nurses are the ones that show up at the funeral or the wake. They do that as a little service on the side, you know? Probably has something to do with not being narcissistic, self-absorbed, or pro-abortion extremist, you know, or something like that. What's interesting is how she acts as if floating the idea of adoption for those facing unplanned pregnancies is somehow forcing them into it. No, Amanda, it's called having sex. You choose to have sex. You choose to open the door to having a baby, no matter what kind of birth control you're on. Every time a person has sex, there is a possibility that they will get pregnant, barring a full hysterectomy. She compares it to forcing men to donate sperm. Surely what she feels is a no-fail argument against the patriarchy. The problem with that is that no one made it to where women are the ones who carry babies. It wasn't something that men engineered. It's called science, Amanda. It's just the way it is, fair or unfair. Acknowledge reality and move on. And comparing abortion to having a cavity removed, that's rich. Most patients who get cavities removed don't end up with a litany of potential future health problems and psychological trauma. I remember seeing a girl in an abortion clinic and the doctor saying, you may encounter weeping syndrome. And the girl said, what is that, doc? She says, well, sometimes your conscience bothers you and you wake up in the middle of the night crying. And they call it, they got a name for it. It's called weeping syndrome. And also there's another one that goes along with it. It's called mass hysteria. And comparing abortion to having a cavity removed. And removing a cavity, it isn't taking a life. Her follow-up post basically retreads a tired and incredibly false argument. Frankly, the more traditional conservative argument against abortion, no, they're not going to lift a finger to help you with your unwanted baby, and you should have thought about that before creating the sex act, you stupid slut who deserves to suffer. That's not what we see. I never saw anybody say that. At least the refreshing scent of honesty to it has the refreshing scent of honesty to it. I never say, girl's in trouble, a girl's in trouble, man. I despise guys who won't even give them cab fare to go to the abortion clinic and won't be there when they have to go through that procedure. Won't even hold their hand. On the other hand, you go into maternity wards where a mother's delivering a kid and the father's running around taking pictures. And everybody wishes he could go outside and leave him alone, including the mother. Yeah, this is, of course, patently false. Catholic Charities, for example, has many programs designed to help pregnant women, and not just through their pregnancy, giving them cribs and baby clothes and helping them get connected with their local resources and social services isn't just beneficial during pregnancy. After all, that's a Obamacare decision. If we got to take care of this kid for life, it's better that we abort him. It'll keep the premiums down. So you could kill somebody to keep the premiums down, right? Giving them cribs and baby clothes and helping them get connected with their local resources and social services isn't just beneficial during pregnancy. After all, crisis pregnancy centers also have other similar programs. But people like Amanda Marcotte, who will never acknowledge them, they'd rather tell scared pregnant women that there's nothing and no one out there to help. They're more likely to get an abortion that way. Of course, none of this is unusual for Amanda Marcotte. She's called babies human waste before as an example. And it's illuminating, really, in order to win this war, we have to know who we're fighting. And Amanda Marcotte shows that. While it's easy to get outraged and angry about the vile that she spews, don't be. Pity her or pray for her. It must be hard to live each day filled with so much anger, hatred, and misery. And the girl who wrote this response was Casey Fiano. She's a blogger who lives with her husband, a United States Marine. They have a toddler named Ben, a second son named Wyatt, who has Down syndrome, and a little girl named Ivy. God bless you, Cassie, and God protect your children. And the one with the Down syndrome will probably give you, if not more, as much joy as your other children, and has found a way into your heart in a real special spot. A smile is worth $1 million. You want to hear the responses? Suppose Amanda would have said, I hate Asians. I hate Asians. Their slanty eyes and smooched-in faces make me want to puke. or I hate blacks. All of them are shiftless, lazy dopers, and we'd be better off if they blew each other away. We'd recognize the ugliness of her hatred and prejudice, but since it's against babies and children, that's another matter. That's cool, at least for pro-aborts. And then Lillian says, Marcotte's remarks are sad in addition to being upsetting. I mean, think about it, what she says about infants, as she says about herself. To hate people for their fetal development and infancy is to hate oneself, as one has been there and had to be there in order to accomplish anything in their later life. Babies are indeed time-sucking machines. They scream for unknown reasons. They poop, they spit up, they get sick. They're an endless string of demands. They take time and money and sleep. They take an enormous investment. But Miss Marcotte, you were once the same monstrous little being. You could not be who you are now were you not that monster. You had no choice but to be that monster. You did not ask to be that monster. You simply did what you knew and felt to do. Yeah, I have someone that loves me that said to me, that I love and loves me back, and said to me as a kid, I didn't ask to be born. I said, well, you want to give it up right now? No, I'll stick around. And can that which is a monster ever become otherwise? If what you say of infants is true, we either all come of monsters or we still are monsters, no? Can anything be done for a species that descends from monsters? Another person says they feel sorry for her, and another one says you just described the feminazis. Yeah, it's sad. It's really sad. My wife was recalling going to a cocktail party, and she was sitting next to a girl who was a working girl, and she had a job where she was working 4 hours a day, and then she did something else, I forget what it was, and she turned to my wife and said, what do you do for a living? She says, oh, I'm raising 4 children. Oh, she says, oh, you don't work. Yeah, it's a good thing my wife isn't from my side of the family, because that would have been war. That would have been bloodshed on the couch. The couch would have looked like burying my heart at wounded knee. Yeah, unbelievable. Oh, you don't work. Yeah, really sad. Unbelievable. It's really sad. You know what else is sad? When you're born, those who brought you into the world, they take you by the hand, and they teach you everything they know to help you survive. And at the end of their life, you take them by the hand, and you pay them back. And you make their death as comfortable as possible. And then, for the rest of your life, you talk about your family. And that's all that matters. That's all that matters. Family is everything. So, having said that, we'll sneak in for a tune. And I remember walking on the beach with 3 of my kids, and a guy came up to me and says, you're the luckiest guy in the world. And he was right. And I owe it all to a woman.
Bye.
to that lady that knocked having babies, I dedicate this tune to you, madam. Joy and laughter. Would you like to be in that girl's house? I bet you if she's got a pet, it's curled up in a corner, shivering. Yeah. Oh, I'll spare the pet another day. But if it doesn't behave, it goes to sleep. It is really sad. And she'll never get to hear this tune either.
In an old Scottish home that is dear to my mind lives an old Scottish mother, so gentle and kind. Trouble and care may have wrinkled her brow, but with thoughts sweet and tender I think of her now. sake of auld lang syne. God bless and keep you, old Scotch mother mine.
Unbelievable. That girl is headed to hell in a handbasket. She is going to be miserable all her life. It is really sad. And she'll never experience the thrill of lovemaking with five kids in the next room. Yeah, submarine sex. She'll never have it.
Now, we want the girls that are for one guy that will have no other love but the one, Mr. Wright. Dedicate that tune also to all the nurses and all of the assistants and all of the candy stripers who dedicate their life and love to humankind and bring a little joy into the hearts of those who are suffering. There should be a statue of a nurse in Washington. So let's sneak out to the blogs and let's see what's going on. Do we still have a country? Has Obama sold us all down the river? Well, let's see what we got. Well, here's some show news. I mark them now, show news. Americans little concerned about climate change. It's going to snow, I think, on Tuesday here in New York. And on Wednesday, the sun will come out and melt it all. Do you think I'm worried? Huh? Somebody asked me if I, you're not shoveling, are you? I said, no. That's what I got a wife for. No, not true. Not true. We got some good friends come around and shovel our walk for us. You know, if you walk with a limp, people feel sorry for you. Let's see what happens here. Oh, this is an interesting one. I wonder if this is the one I was looking at. Oh, no, we're running a deficit. That ought to be interesting. The other one that was interesting is Netanyahu allocates $3 billion for an attack on Iran. Yeah. You know what? Obama's the he's the little Dutch boy. He's got his finger in the dike. The only trouble is he's got a lot of holes. He's got 20 holes. He's only got 10 fingers. He's going to have to do the toes, too. The anti-incumbent sentiment near 70%. What does that mean? Anti-incumbent sentiment. Well, I think I know what it means. It means that we're all regretting that we elected this guy a second term. The only guy that's glad he was elected a second term is Rasputin, the mad monk of Russia, who's on the borders of Ukraine and listening to the Americans saying, it's not our business, none of our business how many people he kills. Yeah, well, Clinton got away with that excuse, 800,000 Tutus. Yeah, killed by the Hutus. Yeah, well, it's really none of our business. We shouldn't get involved. Yeah. Hey, the draft is coming back. Where did he go? Yeah, off to Canada. Hello. What is it? Bienvenue. Yeah, draft dodger. Oh, the poor guys that really paid the price in Nam, man. They should be allowed to shoot at least one draft dodger when they come home. When they came home, they should say, well, you know what? You did your time. You were a good guy. You laid your life on the line for your country. You really weren't thrilled about going, but you stuck it out. So here's a 45, and this guy here dodged the draft. So there's 8 rounds in there. Netanyahu allocates almost $3 billion for an Iran attack. Yes, my friends, I believe in letting Iran enrich uranium will open up the floodgates. So we're going to close the floodgates, and they will. And that's when you'll know that Iran has nukes. Because the Israelis will know it before the Iranians know it. And here's the one I wanted to read to you. We were talking last night, and everybody's complaining that the government is gone, communism is running the country, and everything is anti-American rhetoric. Everything is to bring down the country. What are we going to do? Are we going to revolt? And so my question was, well, what kind of revolt do you want? Do you want to shed blood? Or do you want to do a taxpayer revolt and not send the government any money and break them? And they said, oh, no, we can't do that. We'll all be in jail. What makes you think you're not all going to be in jail anyway if you do nothing? Yeah. The federal government collected $1,104 billion, and that doesn't count Obama's liquor bill of $1.3 million. This is the only president that won the lotto. Party! A whole aircraft carrier. He's cutting back on military expenses, but he took an aircraft carrier task force on safari in Africa.
Yeah, you never know when you need an F-16 to take out a water buffalo.
Yeah, the federal government collected $1,104 billion in the first 5 months of this year, an all-time record, tax suckers, for the period of October through February. But here's the bad news. They managed to run a deficit of $379 billion. total revenue was up $94 billion from fiscal 2013 and broke the previous record of $1,076 billion set in 2007 before the recession began and took its toll on the American economy. Wait till you see the next bubble. Why do you see all these guys that are giving you earnings futures here today, and Google is up 200%, and Facebook is up another 75%, and what happened? What do you mean? Oh, yeah, we knew this was coming. The bubble just burst. Yeah, we saw it coming a long time ago. Give me that excuse number 27. Yeah, that's what's going to happen. Everybody's going to get the bad news at the same time. Yeah, they'll do an interruption. This is an interruption from the White House. My fellow Americans, it's with a heavy heart today, I tell you. We're goddamn broke. Don't take that scotch bottle away. I don't care if they see it or not. We're up the creek. Russian troops just crossed the Canadian border, and the Canadians are coming with them. The Chinese are coming. They want their money. Yeah, can't even escape. We don't even have a spacecraft. I can't even escape. Yeah, the Russians got the only space station now. Unbelievable. We are in trouble. The increase is, so let's see what happened. Individual income taxes rose by $15 billion, or 3%, during the first 5 months. They love to pay taxes, especially in New Jersey. You know what the New Jersey cry is? Give us more real estate taxes. We can't pay enough. They really support the government. The increases were due in part to the Individual income taxes rose by $15 billion, so they're taking more from us, or 3% during the first 5 months of 2014. And social insurance. Yeah, you don't have Social Security anymore. You got social insurance. And what does that mean? Well, if you go to file a claim, we get real social. Yeah, you'll meet a social tea biscuit. They give you a social tea biscuit. And social insurance, payroll taxes. You know who gets screwed on this payroll taxes? You know who gets really screwed on payroll taxes? The employer. The employer gets screwed so bad, it's unbelievable. You don't know because you see him. He's living high on the hog. Yeah. He's living high on the hog. And you know, I used to work for a company, and I used to turn in my traveling expense account, and they called me into the office because I was eating steak every night. Yeah. Hey, boss, you told me if I could eat it, I could put it down. Yeah. The increases were due in part to the expiration. Oh, I started to tell you about bosses. Now, Obama comes out, he goes, we're going to raise the minimum wage. Everybody goes, oh, what a great president. What a fantastic president. He's raising the minimum wage. No, he's not raising the minimum wage. Your boss is. And the one you hate, you know. Oh, yeah, he's money hungry. He's keeping us down. Obama has saved us. So what do you think happens? The minimum wage goes up, the boss pays more, and Obama gets more. He gets more. Every time you get a raise, Obama gets a raise. Well, that's not true because we don't pay any taxes. I know. There's only half the country is paying taxes for the other half. And they're loving every minute of it. They can't get enough of it. They say, hey, you know, I saw Joe today. He was sitting on a stoop drinking a beer. The mailman came, gave him his check. I'm out there. One wheel came off my car today as I tried to make the 4-hour trip from Pennsylvania because real estate is cheaper. They have lower taxes to New York. Yeah, I'm out there getting up at 3 in the morning. Joe don't come out of bed until 10. Joe don't come out of bed until 10. He looks around, probably buys some weed, his daily cash of weed. and goes back upstairs to watch Oprah. Yeah. And you're going, you're three cardiac arrests away from making a big day. Yeah. So what else we got here? And social insurance payroll taxes, $54 billion, or 15.7%, according to the Congressional Budget Office report. The increases were due in part to the expiration. Here you go. Here's where you're getting screwed one more time. Due to the expiration of the 2 percentage point payroll tax cut. They did away with the 2 percentage point payroll tax cut and increases in tax rates for income above a certain thresholds. I had a guy that works for a battery company, and he told me that when the price of lead goes up one penny, his company loses $1 million until they raise the price of the battery. How's that? You see how little things mean a lot? A tax bill signed by President Obama in early 2013 also boosted the capital gains tax rate from 15% to 20% for higher income taxpayers. Wow, capital gains. Corporate income taxes rose $12 billion to $83 billion, a 16.7% increase compared to other 2013. While other receipts included receipts from the Federal Reserve rose $13 billion to $106 billion, a rise of 13.6%. Oh, yeah. And you know what? You're working three jobs just to break even. And you're living in a house that's now underwater. Yeah. And President Obama's wife, two kids and his mother-in-law are ordering takeout in China. Yeah. I'm going to have a General Tso's chicken tonight. Can we get the plane ready? We'll go to China. Federal outlays over the 5 months decreased by $21 billion to $1.483 billion, the CBO reported. Okay, and I was watching, Michelle was speaking to the Chinese people, and she was telling them how important education is. She was telling them how important education is. Yeah. So you little Chinese people there, you better get educated, because if you don't, we're going to pass you up. China has predicted they're going to have a colony on the moon this year. Yeah, and they're looking at Japan. They're going to take over Japan next week. And Japan is building 2,000 nukes. Oh, yeah, and the next war is, you know, they're going to change the name of the millennium generation to the nuclear war generation. And wait till that happens. Wait till that song gets sung. Well, you know, we weren't ready. Yeah, we weren't ready. What's the matter? You can't carry your mattress anymore? You're throwing it away? Well, you just got to get over the bridge, the George Washington Bridge. Oh, the governor just closed it because he had a fight with the people in Dumont. Yeah. Oh, what else is here? Total spending for military activities of the Department of Defense dropped $15 billion. To $246 billion, and Department of Agricultural spending decreased by $10 billion, largely due to reduced spending for crop insurance. Yeah, you know why? They're not growing food crops anymore. They're all going to grow weed. You're going to have people starving to death, but they won't have any glaucoma. And the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, that's a fancy name for food stamps. You know, my mother told me what welfare was when she was growing up in the USA, a bag of flour. You went down and got your bag of flour. And probably people were more self-sufficient then than they are today. You got 26-year-old kids living in basements smoking weed. Junior, you just turned 26. Isn't it time to come out and get a job?
Yeah. No, you're on your own on the medical insurance now, darling. Yeah. 18 years old in my family. My mother looked at me with loving eyes and said, "Well, you're 18, son. Go out there and get that job and don't come home until you have one." Yeah. And interest on the public debt fell $3 billion to $97 billion. Did you know that the federal government loans the banks money at no interest? And guess what the banks do with the money? They loan it back to the government at 2% interest. Are we crazy or what? Huh? Are we all going to be marching to the same tune? Are we going to be the new kulaks that Stalin killed in the Soviet Union? But outlays for Social Security increased to $16 billion to $345 billion. You know what? They may do away with abortions for children and start just concentrating on the elderly. Yeah, that would be more feasible because, you know, the kids would grow up to pay into the plan, and the elderly, they're just sucking us dry. Yeah, you know, maybe they would do like an incentive. You could kill your parents and you could get like a tax rebate. Everything is up, everything is down. Medicare rose $17 billion to $221 billion, and Medicaid went up $8 billion to $116 billion. Tell me how the government creates a health care program by adding another layer to the four layers that are already sucking the tax money. Yes, we're going to be able to figure out what you really need. We're not paying the doctors. The doctors have to pay us now. Yeah, and the AMA today, the AMA, which is an Obama in the pocket institution, who endorsed a health care program, just came out today and said they don't like it. You know, they just found out that after 30 days, the doctors have to pay the patients' hospital bills. Oh, what a wonderful world this would be if we were all free. But we're all tax slaves, man. We're all tax slaves. You can't send your kid to the school of your choice. You can't afford it. You got to go to communist cucumber school, and they're taught. I watched my nephew. He's got a class assignment, and it's how the white man wiped out the Indians. You know, I looked on my lodge pole. I got no scalps. Why are they talking about the white man? It was Andy Jackson and what he did to the Cherokee Indians and the Seminoles. And it was said, and I think I read about it, and I think it was called the Trail of Tears. So they marched them all down to Oklahoma, and they said, "You see this crappy land you got here? Well, this is your land now, and that's it. We don't want to hear any complaining." So they found this black syrup that you put in your engine and it runs your car. And they all struck it rich. They struck oil. And, of course, lawyers came down there and took it all away from them. But in the beginning, man, they were partying. They all had brand-new cars and top hats. Indian chiefs were walking around with top hats. I took a picture of Putin, you know, the one where he's got no shirt on, and I stuck it in the middle of those singers that sing YMCA, and I call him Moscow Man. Yeah. Village people, yeah, that's it. And Putin's there with no shirt in the middle of the group. And the headline says, Moscow Man. I want to be a Moscow Man. And then I have a picture of Arnold Schwarzenegger's head on a baby. And it says, coming to a movie theater near you, The Impregnator. And underneath it says, this is not my baby. This baby doesn't even look like me. Yeah, hot stuff, right? This is an interesting one. I'll read you this one, and then we'll go back to a tune. See if I can find it here. Angry mom
Lady destroys a common core by responding with this on her son's test. They gave him a common core test. Wait till you hear this. It's going to crank you up. So the teacher sends home the results and with a note to the mother. Jack used the number line below to solve 427 minus 316. Find his error. Then write a letter to Jack and telling him what he did right and what he should do to fix his mistake. And so his mother wrote Jack a letter. You want to hear the letter? Dear Jack, don't feel bad. I have a Bachelor of Science degree in electronics engineering, which included extensive study in differential equations and other high math applications. Even I cannot explain the Common Core mathematics approach, nor get the answer correct. In the real world, a simplification is valued over complication. Therefore, 427 minus 316 equals 111. The answer is solved in under 5 seconds. The process used is ridiculous and would result in termination if used. Sincerely, frustrated parent. Yeah, unbelievable. The guy in the grocery store used to add up all your goods on a bag. You ever see him do that? No, you're not from that generation. He'd have a bunch of items on there, like 40 items. And he went down that bag and he added it up. Even better, you went to the Chinese laundry. The Chinese guy brought out a tray of beads. He moved two over one way and one over another way, and he'd say, 450. I say, how do you know? You don't even know my, I didn't even tell you my name or give you my ticket. Don't need ticket. You're B-17. And sure enough, I take my shirts and I look in the collar, and there was written in black indelible pen, B-17. Man, I don't know. Are we ahead or behind now? I don't know what we're going to do. Doctor. Speaking of doctors, are you going to be able to keep your doctor? Well, under Obamacare, if you like your country, you can keep your country. Isn't that scary? That is really scary. Okay, let's see what Gloria Estefan has to say.
Come on, 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 come on
Okay, our time is up. I hope we didn't bore you. Gave you some food for thought, maybe. Maybe it's time to... I want to give a shout out to everybody that's depressed. Things are not going your way, and you're taking it out on yourself, and life is kind of hopeless. There's always one place you can go. It doesn't cost you anything. They got a cross on the roof, and you go in, you sit down, and you meditate. And you never can tell. You might hear voices in your head, but they might be good voices. So, last resort. Always, you gotta have one last resort. And church is not a bad place to turn to. And you may be pleasantly surprised. We'll close with a Latin tune.